Welcome to the World Service Conference 2019 Fellowship Day. My name is Sammy, and I'm a debtor. Would you please join me in opening with the Serenity Prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The topic of this workshop are steps 11 and 12.
Hi, my name is Lisa. Can I be heard? Hi, I'm a debtor. Gratefully recovering in this program. Is that better? Yeah, okay. So today I just wanted to speak actually probably briefly. I don't think I'll break the whole 10 minutes about this, but for me and a lot of the people in my local program, step 12 is actually even more challenging than steps 4 and 9. Because having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we come to carry this message to debtors that still suffer. But the thing about that is that you have to talk about it to people that don't understand what debting actually is, even though you can see it in every part of their life. So for myself and for a couple other people in my local program, there's still actually a lot of shame around, there's still a lot of shame around talking about Debtors Anonymous and being a debtor and owning that and being able to speak freely about it. And what I've come to learn, and this is actually a suggestion of one of my mentors, but the one thing that shame cannot survive is conversation. And being able to openly speak about my experiences with my money issues that I grew up with and have now only started working on in the past 5 years since I found this program, there's a lot to be ashamed of from my past. And for me, talking about this program to people that never even knew a program like this existed has been a great way for me to heal that shame and to release the guilt that I carry for the mistakes that I made in becoming the person I am today. I've heard quite a bit around the conference this weekend actually about pride in being a recovering debtor. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous, they are just out there and loud, and we want everybody to heal, and nobody's ever embarrassed about admitting, or not in my experience anyway, they're not embarrassed about admitting it. But I do feel like in this program there's still a little bit of embarrassment around it, as if it's this one hidden secret that we're not allowed to talk about. And so I'm coming away from this convention actually with more pride for being a recovering debtor than I've ever felt in the past 5 years. And before I came to this conference also, you know, people at work asking me, where are you going? What are you doing in LA? What's happening down there? And I would just quietly whisper, well, I'm a member of a 12-step program. And now I don't feel that shame. I don't feel that guilt. And I really am proud to be a part of this amazing community of people that are willing to face themselves and to face their past and to just forgive themselves for the mistakes of the past, because it's those mistakes that brought you to the person that you're going to be today and the person that you're meant to be tomorrow. And I've also found that, like, the only way to become brave is to face your fear and to to talk about it. Fear is another thing that can't survive conversation, because you all know that in talking to your sponsors, the more you talk about it, the better you feel about it. So I encourage everybody out there to be brave. Have pride that you have come as far as you've come in this program, because you know that it's only going to get better from here. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan A., and I am a compulsive debtor. And you can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hail from my home group is in Woodstock, New York. So that gives you an idea of can you hear? Okay.
A little more.
It's for the recording.
Okay. So I hail from my home group in Woodstock, New York, and I'm going to focus mainly on the 11th step. So just to reiterate, 11th step reads in our 12, 12, and 12. Oh, sorry. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Thank you. And my first blush, when I walked into my first DA meeting, I was not new to the 12 steps. I genuinely believed that the 12 steps were going to help me. I was also aware of the fact that if not the 12 steps, I didn't know of anything else because of the shame in my life, what was going to be good for me. And so I was willing, as only the dying can be, to come into a 12-step program. But my belief that it would be of help to me was a little bit, I mean, really minuscule, because I had been living in shame and fear about the status of my life and could not believe that I had come to the place that I had come in my life because, you know, on the surface, it didn't look like I should have been there. Just very briefly, I was a mess. I was much more of a mess than I even realized at the time. I had $90,000 of debt. $60,000 of it was unsecured debt. I had to close a business that was failing. I was separated from my then husband and pretty much basically living out of my office or in the good graces of friends who, you know, took me in for a while. And so by the time I walked into my first DA meeting, even though I was a 12-step graduate, I had, in the sense of, you know, I had been to 12 steps and I had heard about the 11th step. I genuinely didn't really think that the 11th step was ever going to be applicable. In fact, I thought of the 11th step as, this is a soft step. I really have to worry about, you know, how I'm going to, one, stay alive, find a place to live, and begin to dig myself out of the sense of fear and shame that I had. So, yeah, so my first blush at looking at the 11th step in Debtors Anonymous was that this is a soft step. Yeah, anybody can do that. And I also had heard many people say, well, the 11th step is the only step you can do out of order. The truth is, now, I mean, I can pray and meditate at any point. In fact, did, even though I didn't even relate to it as prayer. But there is something, there's a qualitative difference for me, and I would say this to any sponsee or anyone that even asks, there's a qualitative difference in doing prayer and meditation after taking the first 10 steps. Huge qualitative difference. And for me, the difference is one, the first 10 steps have helped me with this humility thing. Not that I don't always still need help with that, but it has helped me with the humility thing. I would say the first time that this was driven home to me, and it's a car miracle, and I have a lot of these in DA, all puns intended with that. But it was very early in recovery for me. It was on a Saturday morning, and I had gone through a series of attempts to get my car started and recharge the battery of my car. This was two cars ago. And I finally got it charged and drove it to one place, shut it off, went into the grocery store, and got the last $30 out of my checking account that I had. And so I was going to get back into the car and pick someone up, and I was taking her shopping, and I was supposed to do a little bit of shopping myself. So I pulled out of the, or attempted to pull out of the parking lot, and the battery was dead again. I then, I finally called on my cell phone, and with barely a charge, and I couldn't charge it because my battery was done. And finally got someone to come with jumper cables, but I had to pay him $30 in advance before. So he finally, he got the car started, and I pulled out of that parking lot and got a little bit of way and came to sort of a crossroads, and the car died. I mean, the car died dead. I mean, at least the battery did. And I had some friends, but, nobody was, there was the one person that I would have normally called in this kind of situation. Remember, I'm separated and alienated from my family at the time. And thank you. I just sat there because I didn't know what to do. And my prayer was really like, what the blank do you want me to do? Really, what do you want from me? Because I abstained from incurring unsecured debt as best as I could, and as soon as I said that, there was someone waving at me. Behind me was a woman, and I, sort of waved her on because I couldn't move. And she got out of her car and came over and said, Is your battery dead? And I said, yeah. She said, well, I'm going to, let me help you. I was a small car, so the two of us were able to pull the car off the road. And she said to me, I have jumper cables. So we got the car started. And then, I said, well, okay, I'm going to drive it right to the Saturn dealership. And do the best I can to get a ride home from there. But here's what she said to me. Earlier this week, the same thing happened to me, and I was on Route 9, kind of a busy road sometimes. And someone helped me out, and I wanted to pay them. And they said, oh, no, pay it forward. What were the chances that she would be behind me that day? I mean, so I came to believe in that moment that this program was for me. I can't tell that story without crying. That was 15 years ago. So let me say about the 11th step, it was a reason to say I'm going to continue working the steps. And I would say, yes, there is something different about doing prayer and meditation. I try not to say anymore, what do you want from me with any expletives? Although there are times that that happens, but the difference is the 11th step talks about praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And I would say for me that it's a it is a qualitative difference that I don't think I could have come to doing the 11th step in any other way without working the other steps, because we didn't rehearse this, but the truth of the matter is I couldn't have live through or maybe transformed that shame and fear into anything else without the first 10 steps. And finally, I just want to say that, you know, that car incident, and there have been many of those kinds of things in my life since then. But it was the first time that I started to believe that God or higher power is doing for me what I could not do for myself. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michaeline, and I am a friend of DA.
Hi, Michaeline.
For those of you who've not been in conference all week, I am a Class B non-debtor trustee for Debtors Anonymous. I'm starting my fifth year as a trustee. Yeah, I'm a crazy person. I don't need this program, and I'm still working for you. And I am loving every single minute of it. And I was really glad to be asked to talk about the 12th step, because I am almost 30 years sober in AA. And one of the things that I've sort of been on a tirade with the groups that I go to lately is the 12th step. And what I'm going to talk to you about today is what my sponsor told me, because that's what I learned and that's what I teach my sponsees. I never have to be this close to it. I've got such a big mouth. And so I'm going to share those things. The 12 steps is in three sections. It's like the first step. There's part A and part B. The 12 step has part A, B, and C. The first part is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. That's telling you that doing the steps will result in a spiritual experience. You may not know you've had a spiritual experience. It took me a long time after I got through the steps the first time before I thought any of that was spiritual. But the fact is, I tried lots of things to not do what I did, which was drinking. I read books. I took classes. I went to therapists and psychiatrists and psychologists. I tried all of those things. And it was the 12th step when they told me that I would have a spiritual awakening as a result of this step that something changed in me. And it's exactly what Susan just said. I came to that point where I could believe there was something greater than me, which was a tough one for me, but also that it actually gave a hoot. It actually gave a hoot. So the second part is we tried to carry this message to debtors. Guys, that's our part. We try. You know, the first time I sponsored someone and they didn't stay sober, I was going to go out and say, I'm never going to do this again, because it was all ego. Today I sponsor 12 women and one guy. And I tell each and every one of them, I'm not in it for you. I'm in it for me. Because every time one of you goes and does something crazy, and I'm not even talking about drinking. I'm talking about all those things we talk about as being the symptoms. Then I don't have to do it. Because if you think I'm not tempted by those things, of course I am. So I try to carry the message. The people that I sponsor come to my house. We do the 12 steps. We do the 12 traditions. And if you want to be really scared about having me as a sponsor, anybody who does service work, for you it's the DAMS, but for us it's the AA service manual. We read it cover to cover. And that's really important because the concepts are in there. And learning about how important it is to trust our trusted servants. Then we read all kinds of history books and things like that, but we're always in the literature because I have a magical magnifying mind. And what I'm telling you, what I think, you better watch out. And so we have literature for a reason, and Debtors Anonymous has some tremendous literature for a reason, so that we can get to that point where not only we have had a spiritual awakening, but we realize that as a result of these steps, we not only have a better life, but we have something to share. We have something to share. Now, this is the part I complain about. And we practice these principles in all our affairs. How many times do we practice the principles of Debtors Anonymous in our meeting rooms, in our intergroups, and we go home to our family, our friends, etc., and the principles go away? The principles that we learn as a result of these programs, if we're blessed and we listen and we've had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, will come to carry through our whole lives, our entire lives. Very quickly about me. Some of you have talked about losing family members and things like that. As an alcoholic, I never lost a thing. I walked out on my kids when they were 6, 10, and 11 and left them with their dad. The 6-year-old and I now own a home together. She's not 6 anymore. She has a 19-year-old daughter. And in the 12 years we've lived together, we've had 6 arguments. And when she was 16, she looked at me and said, "You're not my mother. My stepmother is my mother." And that was the truth. There is healing in the 12 steps. And when we learn, when we get to the 12th step, that we have achieved something, we can start them all over again with someone we're sponsoring. And one of the things we talk about with the literature is you'll be reading that with a sponsee, and all of a sudden you'll come to a line and you'll go, "I don't remember that in there. When did they put that in there?" Because when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I learned the lessons the hard way. I have a friend that always said, "I never saw the light, I only felt the heat." The fact is that if we continue to do these steps and work them in our lives, our lives can't help but get better. We can't help but start getting rid of that guilt, shame, and remorse. And believe me, alcoholics got plenty of it too. And what I tell the girls that I sponsor is that guilt is a useless emotion. All it does is separate us from God. Not a one of us in this room has to be a debtor. How many of you woke up this morning and said, "Oh man, I got nothing better to do today. I think I'd like to be a debtor. I know I didn't ask to be an alcoholic." And we have the miracle of this program today so that we can go through the steps. Yes, we've got tools. We can go do yoga. We can do all kinds. We can do vision boards. But the program of Debtors Anonymous is the 12 steps. And that is where we get to the place where we become happy, joyous, and free of the bondage of self. Now, you want to know why for the last 4 years I've been here doing work for Debtors Anonymous? Because service is in my soul. Because my life is as good as it is today because of being of service to you. Go out and do some service. Hey, we're selling some really great PSAs for $3.50, 15 cents that you can take your local TV station. I'm sorry. I'm the chairman of the board. I make bad jokes.
Thank you, everyone. In closing, we would like to remind you that in Debtors Anonymous, we practice Tradition 12, which is the principle of anonymity. This assures us that freedom to express ourselves at meetings and in private conversations without fear that our comments will be repeated. We keep what is shared at meetings confidential. As we work the steps and practice DA's traditions and concepts, we are reminded that recovery is possible and that we are all here for a common purpose, to recover from compulsive debting one day at a time. Please form a circle and join me in closing the workshop with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you're worth it.
So work it. Woo!